Hopefully, I've got 30 minutes of more music you love.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria peaking at 24 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 22, Mbombela and Mahikeng up to 26 degrees. The National Prosecuting Authority's Unit for Assets Forfeiture seized assets belonging to Darren Wilkin and Tiona Moodley. They're facing charges of manufacturing and distributing child pornography, as well as drug possession and money laundering. This follows a January search and seizure by the police's cybercrime unit, which led to both of their arrests. Then to the story of the day. 16 people died and 45 were injured after a bus accident on the R21 in Johannesburg this morning.
It's one thing to be worried about a member of your family. It's another not to know, you know, which hospital to actually go to check on your loved ones.
The accident happened near the airport in Kempton Park, and that was the mayor of the Ekurhuleni municipality, Nkosindiphile Thwakatsa. He says a joint operation center to assist those affected by the incident has been established.
It's one thing to be worried about a member of your family. It's another not to know, you know, which hospital to actually go to check on your loved ones.
Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa expressed his condolences via spokesperson Vincent Mangwenya.
As we reflect on the lives that have been lost, we must also reflect on the responsibility and conduct of everyone who gets in behind the wheel of a vehicle, big and small in our country. The biggest factor in crashes is human error, not law enforcement or road conditions.
He added that President Cyril Ramaphosa's thoughts are also with the families of at least 9 bus passengers who lost their lives in an accident in KwaZulu-Natal over the past weekend. In other news, the Free State Department of Education and the Department of Health has confirmed that 214 matriculants have been discharged from hospital for food-related illnesses over the weekend. The matriculants from the Kagiso Secondary School were admitted to hospital on Sunday after falling ill at a matric study camp over the weekend.
According to the Department of Health, the pupils aged between 18 and 20 experienced vomiting, fever, nausea, diarrhea and stomach cramps. Officials say investigation is underway to establish the cause of the illness. This is the first major foodborne illness outbreak this year, following a series of outbreaks in 2024 that claimed the lives of more than 20 children. Following the outbreaks, the government ordered that all spaza shops to be registered, including those operating in the schools. Cliff Shigo, Jacaranda FM News.
And in other news, the education budget was in the spotlight in the National Provinces Council this afternoon. The Minister of Basic Education, Sibiwe Gwahube, says each province will have to play a more prominent role in the implementation of public school infrastructure projects. This follows the combination of the Education Infrastructure Grant and the School Infrastructure Backlogs Grant.
It is absolutely important that as a government we prioritize frontline services, Chair, and that we try by all means to cushion departments like the Department of Education from effectively budget cuts that will really threaten the quality of our education.
Speaking of the budget, the Minister of Finance, Enoch Godongwana, is expected to deliver the budget tomorrow after its postponement last month. And if you remember correctly, a dispute over a proposed 2% increase in VAT was the reason for that. So we'll hear what will happen there tomorrow. That's it from the news desk for today. If you miss anything or you want to know more, visit jackarandafm.com, click on news. I'm Madeline Fischer. Have a good evening.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Days aching, nights are long, 2 years and still you're not gone. Guess I'm still holding on. Drag my name through the dirt, somehow it doesn't hurt though. Guess you're still holding on. You told your friends you want me dead and said that I did everything wrong.